Hello, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I've got Sharpie, Lauren, Chris, and Steve. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hiya.
Howdy. How's everyone doing? I'm doing alrighty.
Recovering from Disneyland.
Yeah, I'm finally back to my time zone, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some of us are recovering from Disney World.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
You ridiculous woman.
I'm sure. Jeez.
I know. Well,
how do you handle it?
The only reason we did it so close together is so the kids wouldn't miss any school, because, of course, they're out the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was nice. It was 2 days, though. So it was like drive down, hit a ton of traffic, stay 2 days, then come back up. So it was really exhausting. But, you can't complain.
So you went to Disneyland and then directly almost to Disney World.
Yes.
I mean,
we got back at midnight on Thursday, and then Saturday morning we went down to Disney. So,
well, you must have gotten back around 1.
Well, yeah.
Because you got to our house at midnight.
Gracious. Yeah.
All right. So, well, on today's show, we're going to be talking about one of our favorite things, food.
Food.
We're going to be talking about some food today. And we're going to start off, we're going to head back out to the West Coast, go to Disneyland Resort, and we got to experience a new restaurant, and that is the Cafe Orleans. What'd you guys think?
Over in New Orleans Square at
Disneyland.
New Orleans
Square.
You know, I've walked by it. There's two restaurants, like, really close by right there with a lot of outdoor seating that look wonderful. Because you get to sit outside, and I've walked by it many times, but we've never actually eaten there. So we actually made reservations.
And they had awesome French fries.
Oh my God, the fries are awesome.
Yeah, so for appetizers.
Yeah, the fries are like, they're almost like twice fried because they're very crunchy. And then they put some Parmesan cheese on it, and it's like chunky, so it melts. And then
there's a tiny bit of like truffle salt or something. I don't know. They're the best thing ever.
They give
you a remoulade to go with it.
Is that what that dip was? Oh,
that was good.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's basically, you know, because it's called New Cafe Orleans. So it's basically sort of, New Orleans, you know, Cajun kind of flavored. I do have to say, Steve and I split the muffaletta, and it wasn't that good. But
muffaletta was a muffle, not a lotta?
What are all these fancy words? Was that the sandwich?
That was the sandwich.
Yeah, for everybody else, it was a sandwich, whatever a muffaletta.
Right.
It was a sandwich with some olive spread.
To be honest, if it was called a sandwich instead of a muffaletta, I might have ordered it.
Well, okay. So
muffaletta is a type of sandwich, right?
Yeah, but that's a scary word.
But it's a special New Orleans sandwich that was like invented in New Orleans, like I think in the 1920s.
New Orleans?
Yes, and it's I don't know. I mean, like, I've had them in New Orleans, and it didn't taste like the one I had in Cafe Orleans, but that's okay. So it was okay. It just wasn't great. But they do have that Monte Cristo, the same one that they serve over in Blue Bayou, which I had had for lunch, so I wasn't about to have two in one day, although I secretly wanted to. And they have, like, a couple other sort of – they have gumbo and that kind of thing. So there's plenty to eat there. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so much that I went back the next day when Steve, Lisa, and Lauren were all in a conference, and I sat outside. It was lovely weather, and I had the fries and beignets, which is like the worst lunch ever. And I think my pants are tight because of it right now. But
sure, blame meal.
I was just walking around Whole Foods, and I was like, yeah, my thighs, they're not, I don't know. It was just like a moment I was having in Whole Foods where I was like regretting everything I ate out there. But mostly the fries, because the basket's like for two, and I
it certainly is for two. That's a big basket of fries.
Yes,
yeah. Lisa and I didn't even finish ours. We shared a basket, and we didn't finish them.
Steve and I basically vacuumed ours up, and then we started housing
those things.
Right, and then we went over into yours, you and Lauren. So,
but so
you
good.
Did, and it came with a little sauce,
and we still had some left.
Yeah. Yeah. The remoulade is very nice and spicy. I am a big fan.
It's like a Cajun-y.
Yeah,
well, I think it's like what you get with like a Bloomin' Onion or something. Onion rings.
No, it doesn't have horseradish in it. It's got like, I don't know, something spicy.
Yum.
I don't know how you make them. I've tried to make it before, though.
It was cute, though. We ate inside and then you ate outside, and both of those areas are very nice. The service was great when we ate, and the price
was
good.
Yes, we had really good service.
Price was, I
paid $10 for a cup of soup.
Well, Okay.
I mean,
so
Disney
yeah,
standards, and, I guess that's fair, but yeah. in you'd pay $10 for that big bread bowl mm-hmm. out in the pier. Oh,
yeah, or at,
did you like your soup? Was it good?
Grand California.
Yes, okay. The soup was good.
Okay.
I give it that.
I don't know. That's my new favorite place to eat in Disneyland Park. If I can't get into Club 33.
Really?
Yes.
See, the only thing I would eat on the menu is really the soup.
The Monte Cristo is so good.
No,
I wish I would have tried it.
Like
Steve,
a donut.
We should have gotten that instead of the buffaletta.
It's like a deep fried donut sandwich.
It's a donut sandwich.
And then they give you like something to dunk it in too. That's really good. I forget.
Well, and what, at like Blue Bayou, sugar? They yeah. actually give you a vanilla cream, like a creme anglaise, and then they give you the raspberry stuff. Now at the Cafe Orleans, they only give you the raspberry stuff.
Mm.
I will say with the beignets, they give you stuff to dunk it in.
I would like the
that
beignets.
That was awesome.
That I would
enjoy. At least have a mint julep for me?
No, because they're what? Not real mint juleps.
Oh, but they're so refreshing.
They did have those somewhere.
They had them there.
They were.
Yeah,
did
it's
they?
At Cafe Orleans.
Okay. I saw them featured somewhere, and it just kind of caught my eye.
Do they give it to you in a little tin cup?
No, of course it comes in a clear plastic cup. However,
that's disappointing because I think the main thing about the mint julep is the julep cup.
Yeah, but you know, so was there live music there while you were dining?
No, that's over in the other one next door. You know, the little fast food one. The fast food one's good too. I can't remember the name of that, but it's very good.
Yeah, that area is really nice.
You were checking them all out, weren't you?
I totally was. You know me. I mean, well, you guys left me all alone like all day long. And so I was totally going to pig out. And then that's mainly the only thing I ate all day.
All right. If I'm not mistaken, the whole trip was based on a conference.
Yes.
So we kind of had to leave you alone.
I know. And I occupied myself completely. I rode Haunted Mansion like 5 times. That was really embarrassing. So, anyway.
Alone.
I know. Alone, right?
Were you the thousandth happy haunt?
No, I was the party of one. There you go.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The doom buggy
anyway,
of shame.
Not to hijack this with my lonely day at Disneyland, which was pretty awesome actually. So.
Yeah, so we hinted to the other thing is that we did Club 33 for dinner.
In the newly renovated restaurant.
The new restaurant.
That was just amazing.
That restaurant that looks gorgeous, and they have that little outdoor area that used to be open. So you kind of enter into that kind of alcove in there, and it's got the curved stairs going up, and you can take the stairs up or the elevator.
I am a little sad that that's not the original elevator anymore.
Yeah, me too.
You know, the original elevator is actually in the club, and you can, I think it's, if I remember correctly, someone said you can actually eat in it. It's like a small table for...
Table for two.
For two.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And I think it's in that other section.
It might be in
section.
That back room.
Yeah, it's in the back room that we didn't go into, I think, and past the bar. But, so you enter now, and they have a reception desk, and it's really nicely done. And then they let you know when you're ready to go up, and you can take the elevator or the stairs up, and they have a...
It's such a grand staircase.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
And it was a little chilly, so we checked our coats there, went into the main... dining room. They've gotten rid of the fireplace that used to be there, but now it's a giant window. Oh yeah, so you can see the fireworks there, and then you can also go out on the patio out there and watch the fireworks if you can see around the trees as well. But I thought it was.
And we had a great waiter.
Yeah,
he was really good.
Chase was awesome.
Yeah, Chase was our waiter. He was really.
Little call out, shout out to Chase. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You got to request him. I think he's been our best waiter so far.
Yeah. He was really good. And we were there. So our reservation was for 8:30. And I think most of us ordered they had two set menus. They had a set menu of five and a set menu of 6 courses. And a few of us did the 6 courses and a few of us did the 5 courses.
Well, the 6 just included what? The extra cheese?
Cheese.
Yeah. So
you have to get the cheese.
The cheese. And you. Normally, I think, oh, cheese. And I thought, okay, this will be okay. But, oh, my God.
The cheese was so good. It was good. It was worth the extra $15. Okay, so I had for my first course, I had the risotto fritters. And they had like sun-dried tomatoes and cauliflower and like this Alfredo sauce.
Mm.
They were really yummy. They were really, really good. What did you have, Chris, for your first course?
I had the risotto fritters too. And then I had part of Steve's, was it? Oh, lobster, you had like lobster Rockefeller. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was good too.
Yeah, it was. We kind of split some stuff. So, well, that was the intention. And then we started ordering the same thing, which is kind of a bummer.
Well, we did. So. I think for our main course, did we all order the filet?
Right. We all ordered the filet. And like, you know what? Could I please just put this out here right now?
Five filets.
The next time I order a filet, tell me not to, because I don't even like the filet. I think it's the most boring piece of meat you can order. And there were
favorite.
Yeah. There were so many good things on that menu, like the fish. I should have gotten the fish. I don't know why I didn't.
I'm surprised you didn't get the beef short ribs.
No, I don't really like the short ribs that much. Steve's the one who gets the short ribs, and he's always disappointed.
Well, yeah, because I always think it's going to be some type of rib.
I know.
It's always like, it's like some crock pot stew or something.
Like pot roast.
Yes, it's basically like a pot roast. And I'm like, oh, this is not what I was thinking at all.
That's what you had the last time we ate there. You had the short ribs, and they were like, they were okay. But we had the filet. The filet was good.
The filet is very good, but yeah, like you said, there's so many other things that you should probably try instead of just the standard filet. But it was very good. Yeah.
Well, I tried other things in the other courses.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went with Old Reliable for the main course.
For the main, just in case.
Well, and that's how I kind of
felt.
I
was not taking any chances on the big part.
No.
Well, and because we had gone through, you know, there were six courses, and like everything was very different for the most part, except maybe the cheese course and the dessert. And so you kind of wanted to have something familiar that was a guarantee. You know, looking back, I think there's nothing on that menu that isn't awesome. Yeah. So.
Well, and did we all get the soup?
We all got the soup, except
acorn squash.
Yeah, I think we all got the soup. The soup was good.
Soup was really good.
Yeah, the soup had, it was like a very complex soup. It sounded like a soup snob, but it was very good.
Yeah.
Lots of different tastes.
What did Lisa get for the second course? Did she get the soup? I feel like she did.
I can't remember. I think so. I had a salad. I had the soup. I had the cheese. I forget dessert.
Oh, the cheese was amazing.
I know. We
got the chocolate thing, the big chocolatey bar looking little cake,
mm-hmm.
which was good.
Oh.
It was good, but it
what did
it
you
couldn't...
guys get for the third course? Do you remember? Was it? I got the lobster thing, the paella.
Oh, that sounds good too.
Steve, you got that.
Yeah. I can't remember.
He's like, that sounds so good. Oh, awesome. Wait, I ate that.
He did get that.
There's so many things.
What did you get, Chris?
I don't remember. This is really sad. I don't remember what I got, but I really liked it. I mean, there wasn't, like I said, everything I ate. It's such a huge deal to be able to eat there. It's such an amazing place to eat. And it feels like a huge, like, luxury. And everything was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll post some photos on Facebook and on mousechat.net of Club 33. I only have a few. And then maybe Chris or Lauren.
We didn't take a lot of pictures.
If you have...
Yeah. I have a couple pictures. All right.
Yeah, awesome. But it's been redone. I mean, it's very nice because it's all brand new. The only thing that's a little sad is it's not the original, you know, like
it's not
Chris
where he
was
walked.
Saying. Yes.
Well, Walt never walked in there. It was done after he died. So.
That's true.
But it was done with him in mind. It just wasn't finished.
Yeah.
So you do have that really retro 60s kind of like the old one was like the idea of what people in 1967 or 68, whenever it opened, what they thought was luxurious. And now that's gone. I have to say it's beautiful in there. And again, a huge privilege to eat there, but I really liked it the old way. It was almost musty and a little kind of, you know, you're kind of like, but they haven't dusted in there in a while, but it had this awesome feel to it.
Mm. Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Yeah. I like both.
I'm glad I got to experience the old way and the new way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really, you know, it was quite an opportunity and, I mean, you don't usually get people don't usually get to eat there, let alone twice in a lifetime. So I treasured every moment of it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was like, And I think we kind of debated on talking about it because we know that every single one of the people who listens to the show is a huge Disney fan and knows Disney history for the most part. And we didn't want anyone to feel like, man, they're so spoiled. They got to do this. Trust us. We know how lucky we were. So,
yeah. You know what was, and the other thing that was extremely cool as a Disney nerd was we got there at 8:30 and we left at like, we left at either midnight or 12:30 in the morning. And the park had been closed for over 3 hours. So we were the last people. They had to walk. They escorted us out. They walked us all the way from the back of Disneyland all the way to the front. The music was still playing. The lights were off on the castle.
There were trucks back there.
Yeah, there were all all the maintenance crews were out. And
that was the weird thing is that the castle out there isn't lit at all at night. And so like you look down Main Street towards the castle and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
So it was like, ooh, where'd the castle go?
And then literally he had the keys to the keys to Disneyland, and he had to unlock the gate at the front of the park to let us out.
I think he should have let us sleep there.
I know.
I could have totally found a bench and been quite happy.
Yeah, well, they have that place right there in that dream suite that they have.
That's
by
true.
They could have put us up just there. Slept it was right there. It would have been a shorter walk.
What a rip off.
It was cool being the last ones there, and literally like the last ones there for like 4 hours after the place had closed.
Yeah. The dream suite at Disneyland is really cool. We got to see it back in 2011.
I need to see that. I would love to.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen it either.
And they had, you know, they had the white coats and the black tie. It was very elegant. And our waiter, I think we have to mention that our waiter Chase was awesome, and he had some interesting, fun celebrity stories and. Yeah, I mean that place is fantastic.
Yeah. So you get to talk about all the different celebrities that dine there and all the different experiences
and
have
here's
a great meal.
He actually had a positive experience with Justin Bieber. He may be the only person on the planet. They said he was great. Remember, he was like, "Yeah, he's a really nice kid."
He said he was like, "Oh, I really wanted to dislike him, but I really liked him." Yeah. So. What else did we get to do when we were out there? We got to see a lot of the Christmas stuff too, right?
That was awesome.
Yeah, so it was Christmas time and Disneyland is all decked out. So
that was very exciting for me.
Well, that was your first time seeing Christmas there, right?
That was my first time seeing Christmas. That was my first time getting to see an overlay.
Ooh. So what did you think? What was your favorite things?
It's really hard because I really, really liked Haunted Mansion, but I think I love Small World. I love how they changed the whole dynamic of the inside of that place. And I love how you hear pieces of them singing It's a Small World, and then you hear pieces of them sing a Christmas song, and then pieces of them singing Small World. The way they do it is fantastic, and it's so well done.
Yep.
It is worth going out there just to see the holiday overlays, to me.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Being a fan, I just loved it.
It's totally worth it just to see it that way. And the only thing that stinks is that their Haunted Mansion is a little different than ours. And so, which of course I own apparently, cause I call it ours, but you know what I mean? Their Haunted Mansion is slightly different and you're not going to see that if that's the only time you're going out, but the overlay is fantastic.
Awesome. Oh yeah.
Yeah. That one was great too.
Yeah. I actually prefer Haunted Mansion. Sorry, Steve, you're going
to
say something.
No, I was going to just say, if you haven't been out to Disneyland, they do Nightmare Before Christmas.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, overlay. So they start that for Halloween. So it runs from probably October all the way to early January with the Halloween / Christmas theme. And it's not just slightly done. It's like completely redone, that entire attraction. It's amazing.
Yeah, so is Small World. Both of them are.
Yeah.
It's totally, yeah.
They do a phenomenal job on it, though.
Yep.
They really do.
And
it's not scary.
You weren't on the naughty list.
No, but you and Steve were both on the naughty list.
I know. Isn't
that
funny? I was
so not surprised by that.
The first time I went through there with the kids, they were like, "Mom, your name is on the naughty list." Like, and?
I think your name was first on the naughty list,
It
too.
Was first, but yours was third.
I know. There's a giant list of naughty. Well, they
and
call
I
it
have
the,
to say the way they do Jungle Cruise.
Oh, yeah, that was good, too. The Jingle Cruise.
Than ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did the Jingle Cruise over there at Disneyland, and we're like, oh, they do it just like at World. And we had done it the first year at Disney World, the Jingle Cruise, and it was not
It was literally a piece of garland.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But the one at Disneyland was very well done. So we were hoping that maybe they've redone it at World and stepped up their game. So we'll have to check it out at World and see. But it was very well done. And then they do different overlays. It's a Small World at night. They do like a kind of presentation beautiful. Where they do the projections. Yeah, so that's pretty. Neat. Yeah, they do a lot the of lights. Stuff over there. Because it's a local crowd, so they...
And I thought the lights on Small World mm-hmm. were prettier than the lights on the castle.
Oh, yeah. Lights on Small World are amazing.
Yeah, that's
They're
true.
Amazing.
Yeah,
it's mean on their castle, not on...
On their castle, yeah. not our castle. Our castle. You know, our castle, the one we own in, yes. in Florida, right. that one.
I don't... You know what? I don't know why they didn't let me sleep there last night. I'm still upset about it.
Yes.
I would be, too. And then... we got to see World of Color.
Oh, the Christmas.
Holiday edition.
Yes. I like that too.
That was really good. Although we were in the wet zone, so we got wet, which wasn't fun. But
I like the whole time I was hiding behind you people going, this coat is cashmere.
She was actually.
It was
I'm
definitely.
Not even kidding. I was like, oh my God, is this going to ruin my coat?
Yes. It was. And we were like outside of the wet zone, but it definitely blows quite a ways.
Windy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It was a little chilly at night, and then you're getting misted by World of Color. But the holiday show, World of Color, was pretty amazing as well. So we had a great time. All the decorations.
Oh, we saw the Christmas parade, too.
Yep.
That was awesome.
That was really good.
Yeah, because it's nicer because you don't have to pay for it at the Christmas party. You just go. They don't have a Christmas party.
They have it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
We had good positions for that, too, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
For the most part.
Mm-hmm. Until that guy moved in front of me.
I was sitting down on the ground with a bunch of kids.
Oh, there you go.
I was just like, done.
I kept looking at Lisa going, my hole's closing. Because the gap between the two people in front of me kept closing, getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Well, then I was trying to look over your shoulder, and the gap kept closing. I'm like, we're going to get real close. It's snuggle time.
So
that was just like, I don't know. Disneyland is very special, in part because we don't get to do it all the time, but... You know, there's some things that are different, and I don't know. I love it out there.
Yeah.
I have to say to everyone who's listening who always, you know, because I don't know about you, Lauren, a lot of clients, they just don't even consider going to Disneyland. They go to Disney World every year, and that's awesome.
Yep.
But if you ever get a chance, please go because you will not regret it.
No, and you'll fall in love with it.
You will, and you'll want to go back, and you'll also notice how easy it is. Like, it's such an easy Disney trip as opposed to, you know, 47 square miles and four parks and everything else.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lisa, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's the same. It's different, but it's got a feeling of familiarity. And so it's home, but it's like a remodel or something. It's pretty neat.
And I don't even get into the whole, Walt worked here or walked here. That doesn't, you know, do anything
for
me.
Well, see, that does it for me, but that's not it, too. Like, I mean, I like going there. I'm tired when I'm there, but it's because of the time difference.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm there for, like, a full week, I could really enjoy that park because you can kind of do that park in smaller pieces.
Yeah.
And really enjoy yourself and really get some downtime and relaxing time during the day and hit everything and see everything if you take your time there.
Yeah, there's no transportation issues or delays. You're just everything's there.
Your feet are your transportation issues.
But it's not that big.
No, it's not.
You know?
I mean, we actually when we went, you know, like, you know, you could take the monorail into the middle of the park, which is kind of nice from downtown Disney if you want to save your feet a little bit.
Yeah, which is perfect from Disneyland Hotel.
I think what's nice is so many of, well, all of us are on the East Coast, and so many of our clients are as well. And so when you head out there, we talked about the time change, but you can so work that to your advantage. The first couple of days, you're up at 5 a.m. staring at the ceiling, and early park hours, those are
crash.
A breeze. You do crash, yeah.
Yeah, you just don't want to do the 8 p.m. dinner reservation that runs like an hour and a half.
Because it's 3 a.m. when you get back to your hotel.
Yeah. You're like,
I mean,
yeah. But yeah, I love that park.
All right.
Yeah.
I do too.
It was awesome.
Yes. Wonderful experience. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you have questions or comments for us, those can be sent to comments@mousechat.net. If you enjoy the shows, please download them at iTunes or at mousechat.net. Thanks for joining us, and please join us again next time on Mousechat.